Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday, June the 6th. I'm Doug, and Jay Kirshner is here with me and with us to dig around into what happened over the weekend. Man, I don't know how much more of this this we can take. Not one, not two, not three, four different shootings this weekend. Not to mention the usual stuff that goes on in cities like Chicago. Well, we have, I suppose, the Philadelphia thing, Jay, would be the place to start. As horror plays out over the weekend, this country is sick, sick, sick with people who do this stuff.
It's getting so much more, so much more. It used to seem like it was few and far between, and that's just not the case anymore. It's nonstop. So, yeah, Philadelphia, where three people were left dead, between 11 and 13 injured. Several gunmen, more than one, plural, not singular, they opened fire into the crowd just before midnight, and police said that they were on the scene for several active shooters shooting into the crowd. One officer was able to get close enough to one of the shooters and fired at him. However, it's unclear if the shooter was hit or not, but the officer firing at him, the shooter dropped his gun and fled the scene. No arrests had been made yet, and police also said that two handguns were recovered, including one that had an extended magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Chattanooga. This is the second weekend in a row with a mass shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Three people were killed. At least 14 others were injured. This happened a little bit before 3 a.m. Officers found multiple victims when they arrived and began rendering first aid. Now, of the three deaths, two stemmed from gunshot wounds, while one stemmed from injury sustained after the victim was struck by a vehicle. People were fleeing the scene. A lot of people who were injured, it was unclear how many were injured based off of gunshot wounds or hit by a car. However, they do know that two deaths were gunshot wounds. One was hit by a car. Then let's see, there was a shooting at a large party in Chesterfield County, Virginia. There was a cemetery. There was a funeral going on in Wisconsin where police say two men were shot during a shootout. A 19-year-old and a 35-year-old. The 19-year-old was treated and released pretty quickly. The 35-year-old underwent surgery for her injuries, but the latest on her is that she is awake and alert. There was a teen girl killed when many rounds were fired into a crowd at an Arizona strip mall. It was a 14-year-old girl.
14-year-old, yeah.
And apparently at the strip mall, there's this building where there's a recording studio, and they think that's where the party was. Approximately 100 people were at this party, and a resident of the neighborhood said that there's always parties happening there, and the last two parties, there were also shootings.
It gets to the point where what is there to say, or why even talk about it under the circumstances? Why even talk about it? There's no relief in sight, or there's some fool who, like Bader O'Rourke, who now thinks that he's the savior. He's all over what happened at Uvalde. I told you we needed to have gun control. So now he's the one. Remember, he was all about gun control during the 2020 presidential election. And so now that he's been there nonstop, talking there and elsewhere, trying to revive his political life on the heels or on the backs of this. What a disgusting jerk.
But also, are we too far gone at this point? Is gun control even going to do anything? Because you take away guns, you still have violence. You still have other people who may make homemade bombs, or there's more stabbings, or maybe it's not as many people injured or killed if it's, a knife versus a gun. But there's also so many guns on the street. At what point do we just say we need to start playing defense and spend the money to have more security, not just police officers, but actual businesses. When you're going to events, they need to up their own employed security guards. There needs to be more metal detectors or something like that. There's a preteen who held up a gas station, 12 years old, and robbed a gas station, held the gun out to the cashier, and the cashier is even like, are you serious? Pointed the gun to the ceiling and shot it just to prove how serious they were.
I mean, that almost is laughable, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it, it's, that's movie, that's bait for a movie, if nothing else.
I don't find that laughable at all. That's so sad. A 12-year-old.
Well, I'm laughable because I don't know whether to laugh, to cry. I've expressed my anger. How many times do we go over this stuff? I even debated as to whether we should talk about it. Why bother?
In Nashville, there's teens and preteens who are stealing cars. They're being hired out because they're juveniles, and if they do get caught, they face less punishment for their crimes rather than the people who are actually paying them to go and steal these cars. It's awful.
That's what I chuckle because that's sort of a nervous chuckle, I guess, much anything else. As to looking at and trying to figure out and how do you deal with this kind of stuff. Take a deep breath. That's probably what we need. The situation is something that I think you'll find very interesting. Those of you, so maybe, I don't know, this is sort of almost like a double negative leading to a positive. There's another place beside America where inflation is horrible, worse, like you won't believe the inflation in this place. I'll tell you about it after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. 15 after the hour here on the DEO. It's almost... six and a half years? Every time I come out of a break, it's been the DJV show. And now this is the second week of going back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I will say there are a lot of, it's a transition time, and the fact that Mercury is out of retrograde and the fact that we can move with some degree of, caution, you know, there are a lot of things that are changing, not only the name and the fact that Jen and Victoria are gone, but this is my last week for doing the program with our originating network being Radio America. I've been at Radio America for almost 29 years, back in 1994, if I'm not mistaken. Some of the dates get blurry because I've been doing this for so long. But I came to Radio America and met Rich McFadden, and he and I have been associated with each other for a long time, but it's time for me to move on. And so this week is the last week at Radio America. Next week, on Monday, the program will be brought to you through the auspices and the facilities of the USA Radio Network. Nothing will change. Everything will sound the same. Everything will be the same. I say that more for the stations than anything else because they've had a lot of information, some of it correct, some of it not correct. But the station, the only thing that will change is where you find us on the satellite. Other than that, everything, every single thing about the program will be the same. So putting people at rest, at ease, if you will, with that information, which I'm sure I'll repeat several times over the course of the next week or two. So the place in the world where inflation is the highest. Jay, you want to take a guess?
Ooh, I'm going to say Eastern Europe somewhere.
Well, fairly close, actually. This is the country that borders Europe and Asia from the Middle East. The inflation rate last week in Turkey, 73%. The month of May saw, imagine this, imagine, can you even imagine? During the month of May, inflation took its toll. 70, people can't eat, they can't do anything. It's always been, Turkey's always been a crazy place, but this president, his name is Erdogan.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty unorthodox, and we know what, you know, the situation is with him and the Russians and yada yada and NATO. So he's always played with the currency. Food prices, this is, by the way, a country of 84 million people. Food prices in 1 month up 17%, in 1 year up 91%.
Good grief.
Turkey has seen a lot of growth. A lot of economic growth, but the inflation rate, this guy Erdogan, whatever the hell his name is, has talked about being the enemy, the sworn enemy of interest rates. So the value of the currency in Turkey has gone down like a rock. You can't use it on the international marketplace. It has no value whatsoever. So here you go. You want something to think about? Imagine that. Well, with the price of gasoline, I saw a sign in Los Angeles. My children live there, and so I'm up on what's going on. I spend a lot of time there. $7 a gallon. $7 a gallon for gasoline in Los Angeles. It's pretty close to $5 a gallon here where I am, Massachusetts. What about you, Jay? You're in Cleveland. What's the cost? What's the latest number there?
Yeah, the what I'm seeing the latest is about $4.50-ish on average,
yeah.
Depending on where you are.
I think it'd be fun for people to send us, fun, but it would be interesting and informative if people sent us a snapshot using our social media of what the price is to the gas. If you have a regular gas station that you go to, or maybe you pass one on your way to work or however, but if you see a sign that looks pretty amazing, either good or bad. I remember about a month or two ago, I saw one. The price was for regular gas was an arm, and then for a diesel, a leg.
Oh my goodness!
An arm and a leg. Yes. So where does it go? And there's no reason for it. All the people I was reading something from a guy who is a pretty interesting follower of fashion, referring to the dopes in D.C. I posted something on my own social media about the best way to get the prices down is to vote, and somebody sent me a note back saying, How? We need changes, real changes in blood and leadership. 21 after the hour here on the DJ, on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So there's a very interesting lawsuit going on. Mariah Carey has been sued over a song for which he has made over $60 million. And I suspect the reason for the suit is because she's made $60 million. I think other than that, there probably would be no suit whatsoever. So let's find out. I think you probably can guess what the song is. Let's find out who's after her right after this.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so we'll make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil, PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
It's June. Why are we playing this song? I love this song. I could listen to this song all day, every day. There's something about it that feels so good. Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas Is You. Crank this puppy up, Luke, will you?
singing, there's something wrong there.
That's right. Okay, so that's the Mariah Carey version of All I Want for Christmas. Here is the contestant who thinks that she ripped him off. Here's Vince Vance and the Vandellions. I know this song.
Right? It's a very popular song. Kelly Clarkson recently redid it.
Yeah. When was this recorded?
Silver bells. This one was recorded in 1989.
And when was Mariah? It was 99, wasn't it?
94.
Right. Who wrote this song? Who wrote the two songs? Do we know?
Well, this song that we're listening to right now, Andy Stone, who goes by Vince Vance with his band Vince Vance and the Valiants, he co-wrote this, and the only thing that is the same is the title. As you can hear, the tune is different, the words are completely different. He had a lot of success with this. It was cut back in 1989, then in 93. It really hit the Billboard charts. Kelly Clarkson did this for a 2021 Christmas album. So it's popular. People know this song. However, the only shared thing is the title, so we'll see how this holds up in court.
Yep, I'm for Mariah. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Nissan has announced its partnership with British adventurer Chris Ramsey to undertake the world's first all-electric driving adventure from the magnetic North Pole to the South Pole, departing in March 2020. 23, the daring pole-to-pole expedition will see Ramsey and his team in a Nissan Ariya e-Force travel over 27,000 kilometers across several regions and continents. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The first weekend of June marked a greater number of lawlessness and shooting deaths in the United States, more so than the previous three-day weekend, which ended with Memorial Day. The number for weekend violence through Sunday night was at least 12 killed and 38 injured. During the holiday weekend, 9 were killed and more than 60 were injured. Senators said Sunday there is a growing momentum to forge a bipartisan congressional response to recent mass shootings that could trigger federal gun control for the first time in a generation. But a deal is not yet in hand. Talks are expected to continue for several more days. South Korea and the United States responded to North Korea's launch of 8 missiles Sunday by firing 8 more missiles into the waters off the eastern coast of the Korean Peninsula Monday morning. 7 were fired by South Korea and 1 by the United States, according to South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A caravan of roughly 10,000 people are expected to swell to 15,000 is heading to the United States with intentions to enter the country. One immigrant expects President Biden to uphold his promise to immigrants.
He promised the Asian community he will help them. He will call Title 42. He will help us having real asylum. But now we need him to keep his promise.
A Honduran migrant tells CNN Biden has given them a time limit to get into the country.
What I want for my people, I just want patience and peace that we can get to the U.S. because they're having a new president, versus Biden. He's going to help all of us. He's given us 100 days to get to the U.S. and give us legal mental paper so we can get a better life for our kids and family.
Britain's governing conservatives will hold a no-confidence vote Monday that challenges Prime Minister Boris Johnson's leadership. If Johnson loses the vote among the 359 conservative lawmakers, the party will choose a new leader who will become the Prime Minister. Now, if he wins, he can't face another challenge for another year under current party rules. NASCAR racing over the weekend, Joey Logano beat Kyle Busch in an intense overtime battle. Coming up next, NASCAR goes to Sonoma, California next weekend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Monday the 6th of June is upon us. The universe is a very interesting place, isn't it, huh?
That is putting it lightly.
Yeah. Bees can fly at 12 miles an hour for about 15 miles, more or less. Did you know that? They fly and they don't get lost. An albatross, you know the expression, the albatross around your neck. Albatrosses are not exactly the most wonderful beings. And a lot of people who get into trouble say, I have this albatross around my neck, referring to the fact albatrosses live for a long time. And
what
sometimes
is an albatross?
It seems,
I've never even heard that saying.
A bird. You've never seen an albatross? Oh. If you look, yeah, it's a bird. And an albatross can fly for 25,000 miles. That is the complete circumference of the planet and not get lost. No go. They can fly around the planet and come back to where its, I put this in quotation marks, home base is. Flying insects that don't have any eyes have no trouble whatsoever finding their connection, if you will. They get together and They mate and create more creatures, and they don't have any eyes. So how do they? If I imagine your life without eyes, think about that. Imagine if you didn't have a voice. These beings don't have, well, bees do, bzzz, have the slightest idea what noise an albatross makes. Most of the insects that, you know, the ants don't make any noise, do they? Although somebody said once they squeak. I don't know whether they do or they don't, but I'm not familiar with
ants. I did not know that. Yeah, I'm learning all kinds of things.
Yeah, see, well, stick with me, kid.
Well, I know with the eyes thing, blind people could probably attest to it. We did an experiment in high school where you partner up, and it was discussing about being blind versus being deaf and all of this stuff. And we couldn't exactly reconstruct being deaf, but we could reconstruct being blind. And you partnered up, and one person had a blindfold on, and then the other person had to guide you through the school without touching you, just completely giving you directions orally. And it was very interesting. And I think that a lot of times, those of us who have no problems with our vision, we can't take for granted what other people are going through.
Well, that's it, see, until you have a problem, and then, you know, then it's a whole different story. But you don't normally think, because we take it for granted what we have in sight, what we have in smell, what we have in taste, what we have in hearing, all of our senses. And then there's the sixth sense. Sometimes we take that for granted, too. I don't. I think it's one of the most important things that a human being can have, the sense of, well, the sense of self, if you will, and also a sense of what's going on, your instincts. Maybe that's the way to put it. My instincts tell me, as I look around at some of the political things, the machinations, the fact that Ron DeSantis, who, as most of you know, is the governor of Florida, was favored for a second year in a row over Trump to be the presidential nominee at their annual conservative conference. It's the Western Conservative Summit, held in Colorado, been going on there for 12, 13 years, organized by the Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University, west of Denver, that's where it is, in Lakewood. Very interesting. It's a neat place. Colorado's pretty conservative.
Oh, I love Colorado. And it's so pretty, too. Yeah, what's interesting is DeSantis won previously in that poll, last year, only by a sliver, very, 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 very small margins. And this time it was kind of like, no, he pulled out way ahead.
Well, it's time for people to kind of get away from I think it is anyway, this mania is like a religion. Actually, when you look at the last two presidents, neither of them has been any great. As I've said, and isn't it the last two, it's the bunch since Reagan. I don't think we've had a good president since Reagan. Anyway, and you look around at the lack of leadership, never mind all the shooting and the gunplay and that sort of thing, but when you look at the cost of fuel and how easy it would be to fix it, the cost of food, most of it anyway, 70% of it comes from what it costs to ship stuff, energy, tractors. On my farm, I'm paying now $5 and something a gallon for fuel on the farm. Processing seeds, the other equipment that's necessary on the farms that's powered by engines, trucks. Also, the cost of food comes from when you bring it to the store. You can go through any number of things. Our domestic policy on energy is crazy, insanity. And I think that more than anything else is what's driving inflation. Here, you heard me talking about what's going on in Turkey. All of their costs are based on the fact that they have no oil. They buy it from the Russians. Most of it comes from the Russians. So here in America, in order to be self-sufficient as we were when Obama was president, there was drilling going on. There were other things. We don't have enough refineries. There was a fire in a refinery a couple of years ago. It wasn't ever rebuilt. They couldn't get it through the environmental protection bull. We need more pipelines. We need liquefied gas. We need less regulation. We need more issuance of permits. Move it along. The miscalculations of energy strategy and the stuff that pushes Biden to do what he does, I don't give a damn about politics. I just want somebody that will help us to help ourselves. 95% of what you do is touched by energy. So if we have energy independence, then we're better off, right? Isn't that the intellectual transition?
One would think.
Yeah. So we ought to go back to we were there, again, and Biden was vice president. We were there. Mayonnaise, $2.50. Now it's, what is it, $7.50 or something? It's just, I mean, it's nuts. The cost of, well, here's, this this may be considered pretty outrageous. What kind of a silly comparison is this? All right. So I was looking at the cost of new Boeing airplanes. So, you know, I love flying.
Okay. Are you looking to make a purchase?
Well, probably not at these prices, but there are some people that bought some private, had Boeing build them some 737s for private use. The cost 10 years ago, and this is a good comparison, 737s have been around since the 1960s, all right? So the first 737 cost about $54 to $56 million when they were built in the late 60s, all right? You want to know what a new 737 costs? If you're an airline, American Airlines goes to Boeing and says, I want to buy 100 737s. Now, they're going to pay list price because they always chisel it down.
But it's a Groupon kind of deal.
Yeah, right, exactly. The list price for a new Boeing 737 is $257 million. Basically, the same plane that in the 60s cost $60 million now is $200 million more. So,
right, that just goes to show.
Why do you think
everything is so
the price of tickets? I'm going to Dallas this afternoon, and I went there a year or so ago. It was maybe $300. Most of the time over the last year or so, it's been $250 to $350 to fly to L.A. You can't find a ticket for less than $600. Cost me $600 to go to Dallas. So this is, and what that's going to do sooner rather than later is kill people's interest in flying and traveling, and we know how much of our economy is built on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm probably lecturing to the crowd, but something.
It is getting more and more difficult. And then when you think of trying to take your family on vacations, and if you have little kids who are above the age of not exactly flying free anymore, it really is difficult.
There's no plan. That's the problem. There is no plan. In a moment, what's a dink? That's coming up next here on the Deb Stephan Good Day program. Are you a dink?
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. 1072. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time. I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear it on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Okay, 47 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is about to discover what a dink is. A dink. Nobody knows what a dink is. I bet you there's somebody who's listening knows what a dink is. Dink, you wanted me to, this is
yes,
the
what,
end
what
of the
is, you, can you use it in a sentence, sir?
Yes. Let's see. I'm, well, this would not apply to me. Do you understand what it means to be a dink? That's a question. I'm using the sentence. There it is. Okay. Dual income, no kids. Couples who are together, live together, love together, each have their own jobs, and they have no children. They are dinks. Got it? Dual income, no kids. A lot of people... remember, Victoria was like that. She married and she didn't have any children. Both
yeah,
and her
that's
husband.
Kind of like, what is a well-rested, well-hydrated adult?
A dink, right. So a lot of people, there was a stigma that it had been attached to this. You know, people get together and they don't want to have children. They want to live their lives without that. I have nothing but respect. If that's the way you want to live your life, that's the way you ought to live your life. No, why is it anybody else's business? I just find the term interesting, the concept interesting, putting it together. It's not like, you know, it's new. Some of I've heard in conversation. The reason I bring this up is because I had this conversation with somebody over the weekend, and this other person said, "Oh, you're selfish." I'm not saying to me because there was a third party involved in the conversation. You're so selfish, you don't want to have children. Why is that selfish? I don't.
Yeah, that's don't, not yeah, selfish at all. And yeah. I also think it kind of goes with the way that times are changing, too, because you used to have that whole, you have to get married, you have to have kids, in that order. The man goes to work and makes the money, and the woman does all of the other stuff and then keeps the kids quiet while the man comes home from work because he has to decompress from everything. And that's just not how things are. People are equal partners in the household. Doesn't matter what chores, the chores have to get done. And I know so many people, family members and friends, who are perfectly content to never have kids.
Never
and
have children.
That's great.
There it is. What's the dink? It's 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJ. there it is again. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
53 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I now have news for your family. This is Family Farm and Food time. The first thing here, this is my, this is my wheelhouse to a point, Jay. A lot of cheese has been pulled from the shelves after listeria contamination. Once again, packaging, packaging, packaging. Isn't it better to buy fresh cheese from a local producer that is not necessarily wrapped up? You can buy it by the pound. You can buy it by the slice. But if you go to if you go to your food store and you say to the guy behind the counter, I'd like to have a pound of this particular kind of cheese. And he says, okay. So he puts it on the slicer. He slices it up, wraps it in a little paper thingamabob, puts in an elastic band around it, and puts a price on it, and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to buy cheese. Yeah,
local delis and farmers markets. Oh,
yeah,
so good.
Right. We had farmers market on the farm yesterday for the first one of the season, and there was a lot of cheese that got sold. Cheese packaging company Paris Brothers from Kansas City issued a recall of several specific cheese products. The FDA says the products have the potential to be contaminated, but not necessarily is it. So how do they find that out? They test it from time to time. And
well,
so,
no, the packaging
company,
this was a voluntary recall. They decided to take it up themselves. And fortunately, so far, nobody has reported to be ill or get listeria from any of this. So they're definitely doing their due diligence in jumping ahead of the game.
It's Cottonwood River cheddar cheese. It's a bunch of Brie, Milton Prairie Brie's white cheddar. Milton tomato, garlic, cheddar, Paris brother. Who eats this stuff? Man, this stuff is
I am not a big, big cheese fan, but I do love Brie. Give me Brie or give me any of the really stinky stuff.
Yeah, that's just it.
Like, that funky stuff, I'm all about it.
All right, the cheeses were produced the first part of May. Check your products. Who's going to remember these? Look, the bottom line is, if you bought any of these kinds of cheeses, especially if you are in Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Oklahoma, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Florida, bring it back and get your money back. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. And then go to the counter and do what Jay and I just suggested. Get some sliced cheese. Look at this and look at that. that's the way to do it. Is it a little more expensive? I don't even know. Maybe, maybe not, but it's a Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli. We almost every week there's a conversation about that affecting things that you may buy. And it's just, I don't see all the packaged stuff. Why do you buy packaged stuff? Oh, it's convenient. Yeah, okay. How convenient is it if you come down and you're poisoned or you're croaked because you're eating crap cheese or lettuce or anything else that's packaged like that?
Oh, yeah, and it's always lettuce. My goodness, yeah. It's always lettuce. Which is
clean.
Worse out of Listeria, E. coli, like all of those things, Salmonella?
Listeria is the worst.
Listeria is the worst one?
Yep. Well, in degrees, let me put it this way. Listeria is the hardest to get rid of. It is not the most dangerous. It depends on your system. Excuse me. E. coli, when you get into your gut, if you don't have a strong gut, man, you're liable to have Montezuma's revenge for days. You know what Montezuma... No, you know what Montezuma
I know. Is. I have no idea. I'm learning so much this morning.
Okay. So right? You can... Yeah. You want to... I didn't think I was going to spend the day or any part of the day explaining what Montezuma's revenge is. But when you get diarrhea, that is some people refer to it as Montezuma's revenge. How that came to be, I have the slightest idea, but I know that that's what it's all about.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, right. Well, I think, you know, the business, you asked the right question. Listeria is the hardest to get rid of, and I can tell you that from my time on the farm. When it came to the milk and stuff, trying to get rid of it. But E. coli is, ooh, man, you don't want to get that. 58 past the hour. 59 past, in fact.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with cinematic mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
If you were allowed to...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.